Hello and welcome. This is Mike Heisinger with PATC Behind a Badge Uncut. Today we're with Katie Armstrong. We all like to call her Boss Lady, the owner and CEO of Public Agency Training Council, and the person behind everything that happens with all of us instructors. So welcome, Katie. We're here in good old Las Vegas at the Flamingo at the Spring Conference, which runs all week long. This is day one of the entire week. So, welcome and introduce yourself.
Thanks for having me. Yes, like you said, I'm Katie Armstrong. I've been with PATC now for about 6 years. Originally started as the director of marketing and then advanced to marketing operations. And about a year ago, approached the then owner at the time to purchase PATC and
Awesome. So, 5 years total in this setup. So what do you think about the law enforcement training, that kind of stuff? What drives you to be the owner and CEO of a law enforcement training company?
So I had always had the approach and mindset about what I wanted to do with my life and doing something that made a lasting impact. And so when I fell into this job, it just clicked for me out of nowhere. Like, I have no family members and background in law enforcement. My grandfather was in the military, but he was the only one. So there really wasn't anything that drew me to it, but I fell into it, fell in love with it. The idea of helping people in a way that, I could not do what you guys do. So to be on the back end of it and having some type of help and being a part of bringing in instructors that are training the next generation of law enforcement, care of law enforcement, that just stuck with me. So I love it with a passion. I love the people that I work for. The instructors are great and it makes work feel like.
Right. Yeah, if it feels like a, it feels like a job, it is a job, right? So, right on. So at this conference this week, we have conduct the essentials of conducting internal affairs. We have a drone class, drone operations, right? Okay. Hostage conference, leadership, correct? And then search warrants and narcotics.
Yep, search warrants and narcotics. So leadership is kind of split into two. So we have just new leadership class that Dawn Haley's developed for us, and then we have a law enforcement class specifically for women in leadership.
Okay.
A
Nice.
wide variety of options, I would say, right now.
Yeah, and then we have my class, of course, supervising and managing the FTO unit. And then I think there's a few others. There's a first line supervisor, correct, as well, correct, later
Yes.
on. Okay. And then when conferences throughout the year. So all held in good old Las Vegas at the Flamingo. The next one is going to be the fall conference, October 27th through the 31st. With several different instructors on there and different topics. Courtroom security and threat assessment, homicide investigation, crime scene to courtroom, the mind behind abnormal and deviant behavior, understanding human behavior and body language, hostage negotiation and crisis intervention, phase one and two, new detective and criminal investigator, advanced internal investigations, legal and practical issues. That's a lot. investigating cyber predators and online child abuse material. Recruiting, hiring, background investigations, and retention, administrative and mid-level supervision, trauma-informed response to sexual assault and domestic violence. So, I mean, all wonderful classes. Just that's not even a handful of what classes that PATC puts on throughout the entire country. You're not familiar with PATC or Public Agency Training Council, a nationwide law enforcement and first responder training company that strives itself on perfection and doing things the right way. So that's one of the reasons that I teach for you and, want to do the podcast for you and that kind of stuff is trying to push things out there and get more people interested.
Yeah, I mean, we've got about 600 courses in our catalog, ranging from in person and online, with about 60 instructors. So we have a lot of guys covering a lot of work, but everybody knows what they're talking about. They come from the background, so it's totally applicable in class. So you're not learning from somebody who just is reading off a book, right? These guys have
Right.
lived it, and that's the best part of our trainings is that you know what you're getting because they've actually lived it, and you can take whatever you learn in class and apply it right away because it's going to stay current. We try to make sure our topics are constantly being updated, constantly being reevaluated. Our instructors are really great about making sure the material is current, so you're not going to get some outdated material from the class. You're learning fresh stuff, but that's some really, really great guys that.
Yeah, and some of the, I am meeting more and more of the instructors as I come to the conferences and that kind of stuff. And some of the guys are like, you'll have a great time being in class. They're a good time. They're gonna make you laugh for sure. There's some that are, wild. They're like a little squirrel running around, and they're fun. So
Lot of high energy guests
yes.
that will feed off the room pretty well, and if the room is dead, they will make it lively for sure.
Oh yeah.
They'll find a way.
Oh yeah.
They won't have a quiet time in that.
Right. For sure.
Yes.
Yep. Then the Winter Public Safety Summit, December 8th through the 12th at the Flamingo again. Some of the highlighted instructors is Anita Siemens, George Perez, John Kemp, and Wayne Shepherd. All great instructors. The conference lineup has the arson scene and evidence recovery, leadership strategy for the modern police agency, practical public information for new and established PIOs, the investigation of apparent suicide, death and homicide investigation, internal affairs conference and certification, hostage negotiations and crisis intervention phase three. So you're going to get phase one and phase two in October, phase three in December. Evidence manager certification, advanced child abuse and death, investigative statement analysis, officer-involved shooting and use of deadly force, and then responsive veterans and police officers in crisis. That's a great class. Been through that one. That's put on by a great instructor, Siloam Green. We'll have him on the podcast hopefully at some point.
Yeah.
He's a pretty busy guy, so looking forward to just furthering PATC and the message and everything going out to, all the students and instructors and administrators and everything else. This is a great program, great company. I've been taking classes from PATC since the early 2000s. So it's when they used to be have their standing building in Plainfield, Indiana. So that's a it's huge, PATC is what the largest privately owned law enforcement and first responder training company in the United States. So,
It's impressive in our reach. I've had people tell me they've come to classes since the 80s when PNC was first like came around. They're still coming around. Just
yeah.
they may be retired, but they just want to hang out. So
Yeah. I
it's
think
getting better.
1987 was the origination date. Yeah. And it was based off of a, what was it, a child abuse investigation class. Yeah. So it's a long time, and to be sustained for that long means that you're doing something right.
We're constantly evolving and changing. I mean, it's gone through three owners now with me, and each owner has brought in their own perspective and way of doing things.
Right.
So for me, my focus now for PATC is how do we expand? We've done really, really good at doing the things that we do well, and that's what keeps people coming back. But how are we going to expand for the future? The world's constantly changing. Policing isn't what it used to be.
No, not at all.
Even including technology now, like we're getting people asking for AI classes. AI is going to affect policing, so we're constantly on our toes, pivoting and figuring out where can we fill in the gaps. How can we be helpful? And part of that, one of our main motivating factors right now is building up our online platform. So we're seeing more and more people not having the ability to travel out here, like say Vegas. So
Right.
how do we bring training to them in a more, reasonable environment for our instructors to also be able to be engaging. So that's kind of where we're right now.
Yeah.
But we still will stick with our bread and butter of in-person training as much as we can. So we're going to expand our conferences a little bit more, go outside of Vegas, do some regional stuff. So we see us out there.
That'd be awesome. That'd be really cool. If we push conferences, other places, that kind of stuff, that's gonna be awesome for a lot of folks that can't travel out here. Vegas is expensive,
Yes, it
for sure. Just as earlier today, going down to get lunch. It was like, oh, why sticker shock, you know?
It hurts.
It does. Sometimes you look at the prices of things and like, well, I need to go gamble so I can afford to eat, right? Or go gamble and not afford anything. I have to live on water and whatever crackers I can find.
Worry, we have refreshments. We got some.
That's
We'll take
right.
care of
Oh yeah. That is one thing that is awesome with the classes, the conference, that kind of stuff. The food that is brought up, just the snack stuff. I think I got diabetes from the brownie, but it's good.
it. This is a sugar rush for sure.
Yes. And then the food this morning, it was like a full meal sitting on the bar, and croissants and chocolate croissants and what,
Cinnamon
cinnamon rolls?
rolls.
Cinnamon rolls. Yes.
The cheesecake frosting cinnamon.
Yes. Yep. So if you're a foodie, then come to the conference as well.
Well, most of I enjoy my food, so when we make the decisions on the food and beverage that we bring in, I put my say on that
There you
stuff.
go. Absolutely. You got to put your stamp on it. For sure. That's for sure. If you go on the website, patceducation.com, you'll be able to look at our shop. You'll be able to look at the classes that are offered, when they're offered, where they're offered. Some of the classes that I teach the FTL certification, supervising and managing the FTL unit. We're going to be doing FTL leadership, and then also response to active shooter and terrorism, in all kinds of different locations throughout the entire year, along with the other instructors teaching their classes. Now we're all over the map. We're all over the place. I think what I understood last year before you took over is a lot of weeks throughout the year, there was 15 to 16 classes going per week.
Yeah, that's kind of about our standard. We're sitting around 14, 15, 16. Some weeks we'll have 25. It's a logistical,
Right.
puzzle, but we figure it out.
Oh
Right?
yeah.
You guys make it a work. You do the road warrior stuff for us, so we appreciate that. But we're expanding a little bit more. We're getting a lot more classes out there, and we're really relying on agencies to help us out. They'll reach out to us about hosting classes, so we're really expanding those offerings too, so it's a little bit more of some small town agencies are coming into us, so we're getting those smaller areas covered because we've got the big ones. We've got our big cities that we're constantly in, but it's how do we bring them more closer to you?
Right.
So any agency that wants to host classes, we're happy to help them out and do what we can. We'll market it. We'll get the instructors availability, and we can do it for this year. You can do it for next year. You can do it for 5 years from now.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. And so if an agency is wanting to host a class, what is the criteria they have to meet in order to host a class?
So all we ask is that you have a training space for at least 30 to 50 people, and then be within a reasonable distance to an airport. But that's not necessarily a sticking point for us. We have instructors that will drive, 2 hours off for flight to go someplace if they need to.
Right.
But we really just want to make sure you have the training space because we'll do all the extras. And if you have the room, that's it.
There you go. Absolutely. And then as far as meeting the standard for how many people in the class and how many seats filled, basically.
So it kind of depends on the class. Week-long classes can be anywhere between 13 to 17. Smaller classes can be kind of around that age, but a little bit more fluctuating depending on some stuff. So we make it work, but that's always depending on what airlines and all those other factors that play into it. So
Right.
we say about 15 to 17 is your comfort zone.
Okay. 15 to 17. And a lot of agencies are getting a couple free seats out of that.
Absolutely. Every agency that hosts gets 2 free seats. If you have over 30 registrations, you get 5.
Well, there you go. Over 30 registrations, 5. So added bonus. So it's worth an agency hosting and then pushing out that host, that we're hosting this class or whatever else, and getting it out there for everybody. So,
Well, if I charge the agency to host,
yeah.
if they've got the room, we'll just take care of everything and you just get the free you get the free seats to it.
Right,
So.
absolutely, yeah. That's a definite bonus. Like I said, patceducation.com. You can also inquire about hosting a class on the website. And there's a on the menu, I believe it is.
Yep. And
Correct.
then you can just email us directly at questions@patc.com, and that gets filtered directly through our team. Go straight to scheduling, and they'll reach out as soon as they can.
There we go. Yeah.
Definitely.
may take a little bit because I know there's a lot of requests out there. So,
There's a lot right now. We're definitely in our busy season for those. So,
right.
and we're, so like just kind of gauge if somebody was interested. So we're right now in springtime. We're scheduling for the fall because our summer is full.
Right.
And then around summer, we'll start scheduling for early next year. Like
Yeah.
it's, if you want a class and you want it on your schedule this year, let me click.
Yeah, get in there now.
Yeah.
Get in there now for
Especially
sure.
our instructor schedule filling up. They fill up pretty fast. I've got
Yep.
several instructors right now that have closed out their schedule because they're at capacity.
If you want the FTO, mine's not closed.
Mike is still.
Mike is still available. Absolutely. And I will bring my recording equipment with me and we can do a session right there.
I love on spot.
Absolutely. This is the best thing. Be talking to students throughout the week. Be talking to some of the other instructors, just to get their feel on things and see how things are going. That way they can, let us know the good, the bad, the ugly, right?
I mean, I really want to know all because if we don't have that information, we can't improve and figure out what training you need. So, be honest with us.
Yeah, exactly. So if you are a student and you want to be on the podcast, or you're an administrator and you want to be on the podcast, behindthebadge@patc.com is the email address. You can also reach out to me at Emma Heisinger, HEISINGER. Now we'll just go with behindthebadge@patc.com. It's going to be a lot easier that way. You may get an email back from me, but you'll at least have it.
Exactly. We'll get you on the
That's
podcast.
right.
But we'll find you a way on it. If you call PATC, we'll you.
Yeah, and if you're a corporation or a law enforcement agency or corporation that does law enforcement gear, that kind of stuff, and you're looking for sponsorship opportunities, we're always looking for that as well. So again, behind the badge at patc.com, where we can get something rocking and rolling for you. We'll get you on the podcast as a sponsor and drop some commercials for you, that kind of stuff.
We'll do pre-rolls, mid-rolls, end-rolls. That's pretty reasonable pricing, I would say, too.
Yeah,
And just
absolutely.
get it out there to everyone, and we've got a pretty far reach, so it's beneficial for everyone.
Yeah, for sure.
And even if they want to be vendors at conferences, as we expand, we've got those opportunities. If you're not just like, an union agency, can come out, like any local, we're in Vegas, Las Vegas Metro, more than welcome to come be a vendor.
Yeah, and I've offered it to other agencies as well for recruiting aspects. We'll do a recording, or you can record it and send it to me, and I'll put it on the podcast as your recruiting avenue. So recruiting, retention, that kind of stuff. It's a big thing right now is the retention and the recruiting, more of the ret on the retention side. Some people are using some agencies as a stepping stone to get to bigger agencies, but we got to take care of the gotta take care of the little guys as well as big guys. So
Help any way we can. Good
right
luck
on.
there.
Well, I think everybody's going on break, so I'm going to wrap this up so we can take care of the other table as well. And I appreciate you coming on. Y'all stay tuned and keep listening. We'll get more interviews going on with all the other instructors, other students, and other folks that are coming in.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely.